You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast.
Is the Prime Minister actually saying that taxpayers should be on the hook when he breaks the law?
Going to take for the Prime Minister to have any respect for any laws in this country that may curb his out-of-control behavior.
All these deficits leading to nothing but burying Canadians in taxes.
And now, here's your host, Tony Clement.
Welcome to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast. I'm your host, Tony Clement, Member of Parliament. We've got a great show for you today, and I've got two amazing guests with me. First, I've got Colin Carey, the MP for Oshawa, and Mr. Bob Soroya, the MP for Markham-Unionville. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, Tony.
We're going to be talking a little bit about, as our first topic, these series of town halls that Mr. Trudeau, as Prime Minister, did throughout the country, that one in particular that hasn't had as much insight into it, or people have not commented as much on the surface, but underneath the surface has really turned a lot of heads. On February 2nd, during a town hall at McEwen University in Edmonton, the Prime Minister was talking, was asked a question about returning ISIS fighters and made a very strange comparison between returning ISIS fighters and other groups in our society. So I'm going to give it to Colin first, and then Bob, maybe you can comment a little bit. Tell us a little bit about what happened and what the reaction has been.
Well, I think the reaction is shock when people heard the Prime Minister try to equate, Italian refugees, Portuguese, Ismailis coming to Canada with returning ISIS supporters and terrorists. These individuals from ISIS, they're not fleeing persecution. They are the persecutors. So to think that the Prime Minister is out there promoting rehabilitation of these individuals, we know as a Conservative government, we gave them the tools in order to prosecute these individuals, and instead he wants to put Canadian taxpayers' dollars into reintegration with these podcasts and poetry. It's outrageous.
Because that was the context of the question. It was, hey, that we've got these returning ISIS fighters. Most countries are arresting them when they return. Yes. And yet Canada has this kind of pie in the sky, hippy dippy approach where they're going to say, oh, if you see a few podcasts or read some poetry, maybe that'll be part of your treatment, as it were.
Oh, yeah, and it's almost as if the Prime Minister thinks that ISIS is a unique culture. Now, unless you support the culture of genocide, these people are maniacal perpetrators of the most offensive acts. They've raped and murdered women in front of their children. They've thrown homosexuals off buildings. Ismailis, they've butchered them, or any pious Muslim who wants to practice their religion, anything different than ISIS. And these are the people that the Prime Minister is equating with refugees and immigrants who came to this country to build it. And it's just shocking. It would be laughable if it wasn't so outrageous.
Greek community, Portuguese. He specifically mentioned Greek, Portuguese, Vietnamese, Italian communities. Those were the ones he was equating with returning ISIS fighters.
Absolutely. Just watch the video.
Bob Soroya, you've probably heard some feedback on this. So what are people saying about this comparison of the Prime Minister?
First of all, thank you, Tony. It was a simple question from a father when he talked about the safety of his kids, especially for his girls, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years down the road. It was a simple question from the man's heart, from the person's heart. And Mr. Trudeau didn't have the answer, as always. Didn't have the talking points. He went to the left when he started talking.
Yeah, this was off the top of his head. This is the thing. This is when you hear the real Justin Trudeau.
Tony, we all know when he doesn't have the talking point, this is what he does. This is what he's best with. So he started talking with the Greeks, Italians, Portuguese. When they came back from the Second World War, they were mistreated. This is not the question. The question was simply when those people are coming back from Syria, Iraq, or wherever they're coming from, those are the bad people. It's a genuine concern from the father. It's a lot of people in my writing ask on the daily basis, why are we paying them? How do we integrate, I think is the word he's using, how do we teach them? They're the murderers. They're the rapists. Assyrians, all the minorities in the Middle East, they're mistreated, they're murdered.
He tried to wipe them all out, didn't
he? He wanted to wipe them all out. So the question was simple. Mr. Trudeau didn't have the answer, so he went to this side. What a answer. I think he also talked about he was... A bouncer in the bar? What the heck bouncer have to do in this equation?
Yeah, I know. He always likes to talk about aspects of his past, even if it's completely irrelevant. But, you probably heard these numbers as well. But the numbers are quite striking that the government is aware, the federal government is aware of approximately 180 individuals with a nexus to Canada who were abroad and who were suspected of engaging in terrorism-related activities, and a further 60 extremist travelers who have returned to Canada. So this is not a theoretical question. This is a question that Canadians, you mentioned Bob Soroya, people in your riding, Canadians are wondering, how are we going to be protected? What's the stance of the government, Bob?
Tony, few years back, I bumped into somebody from the Iranian background. He mentioned something to that I could never think like this. He said there was 17 people in 911. They brought America to their knees, if we can use that word, or they were hurt. They
in
were
9/11, right. Yeah,
About 17 people.
Yeah.
If you have 120 of those people, God, people have to be concerned. People have to be scared. It's not scaremongering. This is the reality. If it's 100 people, 150 people, 180 people, what will they do when they get the signal from wherever they're getting the signal, either from Afghanistan or wherever they get the signal? It is a scary moment in my mind, and it's a scary stuff what I hear from the road, from my constituency, and many, many others.
Yeah. Colin, any further response that you've heard from people, any reaction that you've heard?
Oh, absolutely, and I agree 100% with Bob. I think people realize these are Canadians that left our country, that agreed to take up arms against Canadians and our allies, that participated in these atrocities. And now, for some reason, Justin Trudeau thinks a Canadian's a Canadian. They're going to let these people back here. To think that you can reintegrate these people is incredibly naive. It's putting our communities at risk. And I got to tell you, Tony, this past weekend, I was at the Italian Club in Oshawa. And I won't repeat some of the things that were said, but they're aware of these comparisons. I had an elderly guy come up to me and said, I came here legally. I came here because I wanted to be a better country and contribute to Canada. And he has. They've been the builders of this country. And to
literally
equate,
the builders. A lot
literally.
Of construction
and
business.
In my community more than many others. And to equate the contributions of these communities, these cultures that came to Canada, and kind of compare the culture of ISIS to be equivalent in any way whatsoever is so offensive. He should be apologizing, and he should be taking Canadian resources to help support the victims of ISIS, like the Yazidis, and not be giving it to rehabilitate people that are unrehabilitatable. These are people, I got to tell you, they went overseas to fight against us, and now that they've lost, they want to come back to be safe. They want our health care, they want our education, and they want it all for free so they can be safe here to continue to build on their insane ideology.
Let me read. I want to put on the record the actual quote from Justin Trudeau. So first of all, the man in the audience said to Mr. Trudeau, and this is a quote: "I just want to know how your stance on ISIS is gonna help Canadians in any way. I need to know how you're going to protect future Canadians like my young daughter, and you know, 10, 15, 20 years from now, when you're letting people in with an ideology that just does not conform to what we're doing here." Mr. Trudeau replied, "Absolutely, no. I think that's gives me an opportunity to talk about, first of all, the fact that one of the reasons Canada is successful as a country is because we have been open to people fleeing persecution, fleeing war zones, looking for a better life for themselves and their kids. That's been the story about how this country, from the time the first European settlers came, to be received by indigenous peoples. And then he goes into the Vietnamese boat people, the Greek communities, the Portuguese, the Italian community, and so on. So he, this is the point, he conflated, he confused ISIS, where they, and the question was about how we are going to be safe from ISIS returnees, to people fleeing persecution.
But Tony, this is how he thinks. Every time he gets off script, just like Bob was saying, this is the same guy that said he admires the basic dictatorship of China. This is the same guy that said he admires Fidel Castro as a great leader. Somebody
El Comandante,
is he? Oh my gosh, somebody who killed literally thousands and thousands of his own people. This is the guy that says we have to rethink things like space and time. This is how the individual thinks. And for the leader of our country to give a glimpse into his mind, I think it's all of us very important that we pay attention to this, the way he thinks, at our own peril.
I'm going to give Bob Soraya the last word here.
Tony, I was born in India and I lived most of my life here. I understand these people, they have a mindset. We are the non-believers. It doesn't matter what do we do to make them get better. What formula Mr. Trudeau will use to get them better? What formula does he have in his sleeves so he can give them some tablet or whatever the thing he can give them? They said they're cured. This is an impossible task. It hasn't worked throughout the world. It would not work in this country. And it is a scary moment. What I hear from a writing.
Well, gentlemen, thank both of you. I want to thank Colin Carey, the MP for Oshawa, and Bob Soraya, the MP for Markham Unionville. I don't know what Justin Trudeau thinks about space and time, but I do know that our space and time is limited. So thanks for coming on the program. It's great to have you.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast. To find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada, search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca.